Welcome back to another episode of Discussion, guys. It is your host, Destiny, and today we're going to be discussing fat shaming and body positivity. And the reason why I chose this segment is because I grew up a bigger girl, and I had to learn to accept myself for the way I am and understand that I can only really complain if I'm willing to do something about it. And if I'm not willing to do something about it immediately, I need to embrace who I am and not let that shield me, not let that blow my confidence. Because for a long time, even when I was in middle school, it did. Like, I didn't want to wear nothing. Shopping was hell. But looking back, I wasn't even as big as I thought I was back in middle school. So I could have worn what I wanted to wear a bit because I had such low confidence and I just thought that I was the biggest person in the world. It stopped me from wearing a lot of things. And looking back at my old pictures, I'm like, hold on, Des, you could have wore this. You could have wore that. You looked good. There's no way that my confidence should have been so low that I prevented myself from looking good, you know? Because as a big girl, y'all, I'm tired. And I'm going to say this at the beginning. I wasn't going to wait till the end or the middle to put this in here, but I'm going to say this now. I'm tired of peplum tops. I'm tired of floral. I'm tired of the ugly ass selections they be trying to, or you know what? The plus size community, we have improved in our clothing, but for a minute, peplum and floral, that was a go-to, and we deserve better than that. And I'm glad that somebody got through their thick skull to recognize that us big girls deserve better in our clothing, and they gave us better options. Shout out to Fashion Nova Curve, shout out to Boohoo Curve, shout out to Avenue, shout out to all of them, because they, for a minute, Deb, yeah, I used to love me some Deb, but y'all used to have us fucked up with the peplum, the high up dresses and shit like that. No. That just shit was just unacceptable. The fuck? I know we bigger, but we deserve to look cute. Simple as that. Anyways, this is about body positivity. I just had to, you know, call them out on that shit because, come on now. I'm just glad that we got options. We live in a new world, you know. Plus size models, y'all be really representing. Thank you. Because I needed that representation when I was younger. And just seeing it now, just seeing the body positivity nowadays, I love it. I respect it 100%. I love it. Thank you. Anyways, back to the segment. So, I don't know, like, growing up, I just remember how bad I used to feel because I wasn't skinny. Like, and then as I got older, I started to feel bad because I didn't have an ass. And I'm just so tired of society projecting all of this onto us. Like Instagram is so interesting to me. They just feed us this false sense of this is how we're supposed to be. This is how you're supposed to be. This is how you're supposed to look. And I'm tired because sometimes it's not even authentic. It's crazy because Tory Lanez just made a post saying that, you know, how y'all gonna go get y'all asses done and then try to come on Robin Fenty's internet and do squats and say, this is how you got your ass. No, that's not how you got your ass. You got some work done. And it's okay. Just embrace the shit. If I get this ass done, I'm not about to sit up here on God's internet and act like that I didn't get this shit done. No, this was a masterpiece and it cost me thousands. So I'm gonna embrace this shit and I'm gonna love it and I'm gonna revel in it and it's gonna be a good ass time. Y'all not gonna, anyways, back to body positivity. This is so important for girls, not even just plus size girls, but even like all body types. This is important to feel comfortable in your skin because people will make you feel bad about anything. They will make you feel bad about not having titties. They will make you feel bad about not having an ass. They will make you feel bad by not having a thigh gap, by not having a V. Like, but not having muscles. They will make you feel bad about every single thing. And I feel like our generation is so caught up into what we're supposed to look like that nobody is just embracing themselves for who they are. It's okay if you don't have an ass. It's okay if you don't have titties. It's okay if you don't have the smallest thighs. You know what I'm saying? As long as you're okay with yourself, then that's all that matters. I see everybody, and this is not even exclusive to women. I see everybody try to alter themselves for another person. If you want to lose weight, if you want to gain weight, if you want to get buff, if you want to, like, whatever you want to do to your body, you need to be doing it for yourself, for your health, for your happiness. Don't try to lose 30 pounds for a nigga. Don't try to gain 30 pounds for a bitch. Don't try to fit with somebody else. Like, don't try to fit the needs of somebody else because you're better than that. One thing I had to learn, and it took me a while to learn this because I went through my whole entire middle school and high school career without having a boyfriend or really having male attention. And that, I think that took part in my insecurity because, like, why am I not getting this male attention? Like, am I not pretty enough? If I'm not skinny enough? I used to just, like, yearn to be that person. I used to learn to be every other girl that was getting attention from dudes. And one thing I had to learn when I finally started getting that attention is that they like me for me. They know what I got. They know what's under my shirt. They know that I have a stomach. They know that I don't have an ass. You know what I'm saying? And they still accept me for who I am, and they still like me for who I was, and they don't care. If you can't find a man that will accept you in your good days and your bad days and your fat years and your skinny years and your in-between years, then they don't deserve your love, and that's just that. Nothing's wrong with getting your body right. Nothing's wrong with losing weight. Nothing's wrong with gaining weight. But if you're doing it for the acceptance of another person, they don't deserve you. Once you get to that ideal weight or that ideal look that you're trying to get, I wouldn't even try to get them because they didn't appreciate you when you were who you were before. Value yourselves. I just want people to value themselves. Like, I'm still learning too. I'm not perfect. Like, I still have my days where I yearn for an ass. I yearn for an ass. I want one so bad. But I don't want one so the next nigga can want me. I want one because I just want one. Like, I just want an ass, and that's okay. I always have. Whatever. It's cool. I mean, maybe there is some underlying, you know, growing up, you know that niggas love asses and blah, 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 blah. There was that underlying, like, issue once upon a time. But the older I got and the more I started becoming comfortable in my skin, it's fuck that. Fuck y'all. I don't want to ask for y'all. I want to ask for me. It's going to make me feel better. I just want people to know that it's okay to not fit the standards of society. Instagram, they will have you thinking that you have to have big lips, slim waist, ample ass. And you don't have to have that, y'all. Y'all are beautiful. Your bodies look good. From the biggest chick to the skinniest chick to it don't matter. Be comfortable in yourself. Or at least try to be, or at least take steps to be. And I know it's easier said than done. I know. Trust me, I have went to the store. I have picked up my size pants. It has not fit. And I just feel, ugh. There's no shopping at H&M for me. There's no shopping regular fashion over for me. And I'm okay with that. Like, I can't complain. I cannot spend my days complaining about that for the simple fact that I'm not doing anything to change it. I can only dwell on it for so long. Yeah, sometimes it does hurt. Like, I remember when I was prom dress shopping. It did hurt prom dress shopping because I thought that I had to settle for an ugly ass dress because I was a size 16. I thought that I had to settle for an ugly dress. And I was really upset. And there was a time where I didn't even want to go to prom anymore. But my mom ended up finding a really good website. And she took my measurements. And I had my prom dress. It was everything and more. It was what I wanted. I looked cute in a dress that I wanted. I didn't have to settle. And I was so happy about that. And I think that's when I realized that I can dress cute as a plus size girl. I really can. Even though if you see me around now, I really don't be dressing, y'all. I stick to like all black or a pair of Vans or something like that. But that's just a personal preference. You know, that's just a personal preference. But on the days where I do want to pop out, I feel really good. It might be simple to other people, but I think I look good. Like, and you know, one thing I've sort of embraced in my past couple of years was my pouch. Like, I used to be so embarrassed of that, but lately I just don't give a fuck. Like, as long as I don't look sloppy, I don't give a fuck. Period. As long as I don't look sloppy, I don't care. Simple. And stop, if there's any niggas listening to this, stop making girls feel bad. Like, y'all so fucked up. We supposed to y'all get so frustrated. Oh, I wish my friends is on this one with me. I really do, because y'all really, I just think about this, pissing me off, because I'm thinking of so many scenarios. We accept y'all for everything. Fucked up hairlines, fat, skinny, broad shoulders, smaller anatomies. We accept a lot. We accept so much from, like, oh, I'm getting so mad because, like, I've seen it. We accept y'all for whatever y'all bring to the table, and the fact that y'all can't even look past us having a gut, that's fucked up. Like, that's so fucked up. You know how much it hurts when you have a nigga tell you that you're not his type because you could be 30 pounds. And y'all, I'm not trying to say that you can't have types. I'm not trying to say you can't have standards. I'm not trying to say that at all. But to make a person feel bad because of their body is so fucked up, because you're not perfect and they're accepting you for that. We're able to look past so much, and y'all can't even look past a simple detail on our body. That is y'all determining factor on whether or not y'all fuck with us, and that's fucked up. This does not go just to plus size women. This is for all girls, because niggas will find something that they don't like about us, and they will make sure that they are not with us because of that small, simple fact. Meanwhile, we're accepting them for, y'all don't do shit. Y'all don't bring shit to the table sometimes. Y'all don't offer us shit, but we still love you for you. And the fact that niggas can't do that, let me not put y'all in the generalized category because it's not niggas. The fact that some niggas can't do that is so fucked up to me. So fucked up to me. Growing up with the type of dudes that I grew up with is the reason why I had such... It took me a minute to be comfortable in my relationships. And I'm not perfect. Even to this day, I still hold some of that insecurity with some of the men that I'm with. I do. I still hold some of that insecurity. Like, it takes me a minute to feel comfortable around them, to really unwind, to really be myself, because I think that I have to be this perfect girl, this perfect ideology of who they want. And obviously, they knew what they were dealing with They knew who I was. They knew what I looked like, but they still wanted me. And that's okay. And I love that about them. That's why I fucks with Lizzo. You know, she does a lot. Don't get me wrong. She's a little extra. But the fact that sis can come on her skin the way that most bitches can't is beautiful. I love Rihanna. I love how open she is with her body. Like, I don't give a fuck what y'all got to say about anything that I have on. I look good, and that's all that matters, is that I look good. Simple. They're not trying to be somebody else. They know who they are. And they so comfortable in themselves, where if y'all gonna take me as I am or don't take me at all. Take me as I am or don't take me at all. We gotta stop shaming each other. And this is me too. Like, we gotta stop shaming each other, y'all. We gotta stop. But you can't. We gotta stop. Ooh, we gotta stop. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you this because I'm pretty sure you need a your friend not gonna tell you this. stop complaining about it if there's nothing you're going to do about it. I kind of hate my gut, but I'm not about to sit around the whole house talking about how fat I am, and I know that I'm about to go in the room and eat me a bag of chips. I'm not about to keep complaining about it. You don't have to give me no compliments. I know that I'm big. If I want to do something about it, I will. But in the meantime, I'm not. Not yet. I'm getting to it, y'all. This break, this little gap year I'm taking, I'm getting my body right for me. I'm not getting it right for no nigga. I'm not getting it right for no bitch. I'm just going to get it right for me. Me, 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 me. I'm going to get it right for me. So, yeah, y'all. This is pretty short. It's something that's been on my mind. We live in a complicated society where we just feel like we gotta fit the needs of everybody and we have to conform, and I just want everybody to be okay with themselves. And if you want to change yourself, do it. But do it for the right reasons. Do it for you. Don't do it for the next person. Don't do it for your mama, your daddy, your sister, your nigga, your bitch. Them, they. Don't do it for nobody. Do it for yourself. Honestly, because how would you feel if, okay, so say I'm 300 pounds.
I'm getting there.
But say I'm 300 pounds and I want to be 200 pounds. And once I'm 200 pounds, I get all the affection and the love and the care that I need and I want from these niggas. And I finally get the one nigga I've been wanting for all my life. And he finally sees me. I'm gonna be constantly thinking about, why didn't you do this when I looked the way I looked before? That's all I'm gonna think about. Why didn't you accept me before? Why are you just accepting me now? That's something that's gonna always be in my mind. And I know me, I'm gonna overthink it. And that's not gonna make me feel better. I want a nigga that's going to want me for me. Simple. Simple, fat or skinny, I don't care. I want somebody to love me on my good days and my bad days. I want to feel comfortable within myself. I want to let my wall down. I want to let my guard down. I want to let my barrier down. Ultimately, my goal is to be happy. Be happy in my body, be happy in my mind, be happy in my spirit. That's all I want. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Discussions. I know I low-key snapped. I'm sorry, y'all. I just be getting so mad. Especially like being on Instagram and just sit hearing some shit that niggas be saying. I just be getting so irritated. Bitches too, y'all. We ain't slick neither, y'all. We be saying some shit as well. I shouldn't refer to us as that, y'all. I'm sorry. But that's all I have. It's March 26th. It's Theodore's birthday. Get lit. Get turned. Bow. I hope y'all stay safe. Wash your hands. And I'll see you on the next episode of Discussions.